the Islamic tradition teaches that every human being is born pure, sinless, and that their default position is one of innocence and goodness. Every human being is born with a clean slate. Every human being is born as a Muslim, meaning that they are born with an inclination towards faith. An inclination, a propensity to believe, rely, and seek help from something or someone. The choice where to direct this inclination belongs to the human being, however. The potential is there if one makes good use of it. This is also called fitra, the pure, original, or primordial human nature. As a human being grows up, external temptations, negative distractions, outer influences kick in and can change that disposition. Surely context and upbringing are significant, and Islam acknowledges that nature and nurture both play a complicated role. Fundamentally, though, it is the decision and choice of every human being whether to surrender to God or something else. Do you submit to God or your lower ego? Do you rely on God or on yourself or on other beings? Do you seek help from signs and causes, or understand that ultimately all beings and causes are created by God and therefore seek God alone? Do you turn to creatures or to your Creator? This is the question that Islam constantly issues. Creatures are fallible, flawed, unstable, imperfect, limited, and weak, just like every human being. Or does one believe, rely, and seek help from someone ever present, absolutely compassionate, wise, and powerful? Again, it is an individual choice. The avoidance of associating anything, including the own ego or any other being, with God is thus a central part of the Islamic message. Islam declares there's no God but God. Nothing can be worshipped except God. In the process of freely and consciously surrendering to God, one attains peace within oneself and outside, just like the universe. How does free surrender and free submission look practically? In any given situation throughout the day, one is given two choices. Either to feel, think, and do in a way that is pleasing to God and be mindful of Him, or feel, think, and act in a way that is disconnected from God. One of the meanings of the term Tawheed, which is translated often as monotheism or as a declaration of the oneness of God, is also to connect to that oneness. It is to be a witness of God in any circumstance, to bring the divine voice into the center of one's being and act in accordance with it. The tradition is full of divine guidance on how to live a life most fulfilling by being in constant connection with God. It is to ask the question, how do you live a life that is fully dedicated to God and be most pleasing to Him? The domain of thinking, feeling, and doing, all are ideally directed towards God. It is a three-dimensional enterprise. If someone is in love, they are constantly concerned with expressing that overwhelming love in every situation of their lives. That love is permeating all aspects of their being. On the journey of Islam, one is freed and liberated from inner and outer pressures or the concern to please anything or anyone. This effort really cultivates peace, which is to reiterate the other meaning of Islam besides surrender and submission. At the end, everyone aims for true liberation and for true freedom. However, if the person seeks attention from someone other than God, begs for applause or praise, and demands constant appreciation, their self-worth becomes defined by others or by worldly or societal expectations. As a result, one is never truly free, but chained by all kinds of influences and forces. If a human being constantly chases their inner desires or is obsessed with consuming material things, could this be called absolute freedom? The person might think they are in full control, but in fact they have given control of themselves to others. Free surrender to creatures or to the Creator. The choice belongs to the human being. At the end, everyone has to answer only to the One, the Creator of all. This understanding leads to full liberation because one is only concerned with God alone. A human being who freely decides to follow God's guidance and makes an effort to consciously surrender to God is called a Muslim. This is why Muslims begin every action with the sacred formula, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. It is a prayer. an attempt to align one's thinking, feeling, and acting with God's name, and to seek His love, attention, praise, and pleasure alone. What does a Muslim hope for in the process? A Muslim strives for wholeness, completeness, tranquility, balance, and harmony within their heart and outside by following the will of God, knowing that their Creator has the best interests at heart for humankind and all creation. Becoming Muslim is a lifelong journey. It is a process. It is not always easy to surrender the whole self, body, mind, and heart included. To surrender one's thinking, emotions, and actions to the one God is no easy task. Human beings are complex and have so many facets to their being. To completely surrender every aspect of human existence is a lifelong task. That might never be accomplished fully, but the way is the goal. Progress and not perfection. Sincerity and the intention. That's what the tradition highlights the most. A prophetic tradition notes that the greatest struggle in life is the struggle against one's own lower self, the struggle against one's negative inclinations, feelings, and pressures. The Islamic tradition is one that places great importance on the intention. Actions are judged by intentions, states one prophetic tradition. Perfection might never be achieved in a short human life, but the sincere effort, the sincere intention that is expressed for positive change counts the most. In a culture that tends to be result-oriented and focused on the visible, tangible material outcome, this is a hopeful and comforting message. Islam is a process-oriented religion, placing emphasis on effort and intention. God is perfect, humans are not. Human vulnerability and weakness can be embraced. While being ambitious for change, humility is cultivated as well. It is a message of compassion, the central tenet of Islam. Let's imagine someone who is working in the office all day long but has not reached the desired task the supervisor had assigned. If this occurs frequently, the employee will most likely face some consequences. Islam, however, presents a Creator who is absolutely compassionate and one who always gives people another chance to return. God looks at sincere intentions even though one might fall short in producing a positive outcome. As long as God is witness to the effort and inner struggle for positive change, nothing is in vain. After the end of every ritual prayer, Muslims recite the famous supplication, O our Lord, you are peace and from you comes all peace. Blessed are you, O possessor of majesty and honor. The other day, I was reading a beautiful quote that pretty much summed up to me the whole Islamic enterprise, and I would like to share it with you and end on that note. And then it happens. One day you wake up and you are in this place. You are in this place where everything feels right. Your heart is calm. Your soul is lit. Your thoughts are positive. Your vision is clear. You are at peace. At peace with where you have been. At peace with what you have been through. And at peace with where you are headed.